When it comes to the demand for cotton,
at the end of the day, the consumer decides what's purchased at retail. They go and they have many options on the shelf and they'll pull the product.
That's Kim Kitchings, Vice President of Corporate Strategy and Program Metrics with Cotton Incorporated, who says that's why they not only listen to the consumer's preferences, but also ensure that the retailers are doing the same through their customer comments research.
Where we collected 260,000 comments on 26 different retailer websites that talked about concerns about products that were available for apparel and home textiles and issues consumers were having, such as changes in the fiber, looking at thinner fabrics if they didn't last as long, odor issues. And a lot of these were not in cotton at all, and consumers were missing cotton, and they wanted them to bring the cotton back when they were speaking to the retailers. So we're taking that information out to retailers and brands to let them know what's occurring with our customers.
For more information regarding the efforts of the Cotton Research and Promotion Program, log on to cottoninc.com. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.